I've been looking forward to this segment, and I'm glad you're tuned in for it. You know The Merchant of Venice, maybe, don't you? The Shakespeare play. Well, there's a take on it that Urban Impact Shakes will be doing. And we have five talented folks here in the studio. I think all at different schools, if I'm looking at my notes correctly. And I would like you to meet each of them and also get to know them before they perform for you. And I think I'm going to go all the way over to our accompanist first. And I'll let you introduce yourself and explain your... hang on one sec. There we go.
Thank you so much for having us. My name is Johnny Sikma. I have been working at Urban Impact for 2 years. I'm actually not a student there, but I get to help out with a lot of the productions. I do grant writing, and then I get to come in and help with some of the drama stuff. And so Eric Anderson, the director of the show, asked me to help write some music just to kind of accompany it. And so I'm really excited. It's been so much fun working with this group. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Great. Johnny, tell me about yourself. How did you get involved in doing this kind of work, and where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I came to Grove City College in 2009, went to school there, studied marketing, but I actually was so interested in the arts that I couldn't keep myself away. So even though I was studying marketing, I did like my senior study in playwriting, and I was involved in music a lot. And then I got placed as a fellow at Urban Impact, and so I started working in the arts department, teaching theater and helping Eric with some things. So,
well, that's great. That's it sounds like you blossomed into this role, and you know, we're carried in Grove City. So hopefully, I don't know if you know anybody.
That's awesome.
Grove City's radio station WSAJ is an affiliate.
Oh no way! That's crazy.
And we're happy that we're able to have you heard in your home—not hometown, but college.
Yeah, no, I mean it's home for me, definitely. That's so cool because I definitely was on that. We had, students could be DJs and stuff, so that was really fun.
Yeah, let's meet the other folks we have. That was Johnny and Johnny Sikma, that is. And now I like to guess names sometimes. I haven't met anybody. I'm gonna guess you're Melanie.
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. Now, it's going to be easy because there's one man, two women. So I got like a 50-50 chance. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Tell me about yourself, Melanie.
Hi. I was in Shakes for 4 years. When I started, we did Tempest. And ever since, I just fell in love with Shakes. It's like my home.
And Shakes is the musical theater component or drama component of Urban Impact?
Yes, more of a, theater, just straight theater.
Now, you're at Pittsburgh Kappa. Are you going into your senior year?
Yes.
And what's it been like there for you?
Amazing. I like my school because I get to grow in theater, which is what I'm doing now, and what I learned from the summer, I get to put that into school and go and get different roles and better roles and just grow in that.
What neighborhood are you from?
Oh, I'm from Brighton.
Okay. Oh, that's not far from me. Ricky and I live in Avalon, so we're just up the road from you. And have you thought about college yet?
Yes. I would love to go to college for theater. It's my love.
Well, you're in a great place to prepare for that, and I'm required to ask you if your prom is ready.
Oh, yes.
I'm not really required, but I like to ask that because the Pittsburgh prom is a great opportunity, regardless of, ups and downs occasionally. But I always like to ask students from Pittsburgh Public about that. This is an opportunity to get $7,500 a year towards college for Pittsburgh Public School students, and provided you meet certain requirements, which aren't too hard, right? Good grades and staying engaged. Do you want to shout out to anybody who might be listening?
My mom, Kathy, and my sister, Mayanna.
Great. Thanks. That was Melanie Taylor. And Jaquay Gibbs is standing right next to her. And I believe you're about ready to start at IUP, right?
Yeah. My major is musical theater.
And that should be a great school. In fact, I have an old friend that studied musical theater at IUP, and he just had a ball and a great career thereafter. You must be excited to get up there.
I'm so excited. I started secretly packing boxes from my mom, which, if she's listening, it's not that much of a secret anymore now. But yeah, I started packing up, getting ready to go, and just counting down.
When did you know musical theater was for you?
At a very young age, my uncle was a big musical theater fan, and I remember me sitting in his living room, watching Sound of Music, trying to sing the lyrics, but failing miserably. But I've just been into it ever since, and yeah.
That's great. Now, did he perform, or he just loved to listen?
Oh, no, he just performed, but he really, got me into it, so.
I see. So he was a performer as well?
He's more of art, as in painting and drawing,
but he
was a fan of musical
theater.
Oh, okay,
a consumer. I guess a consumer, but not, it just enjoyed musical theater a lot. Would you like to give any shout outs to anybody? You mentioned your mom and also him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mom, shout out. And to my uncle and to the cast and crew of Merchant of Venice.
Thanks. And you'll get to hear a scene from Merchant of Venice in a moment. I now have a 50-50 chance, and I'm going to say that you're Skyla?
Yep.
All right. I'm identifying everybody. This is Skyla Bruto, who is 15, going to Pine Richland. Mm-hmm. Tell me about yourself.
I just joined Shakes this year, and it's been so much fun. I really found a real family here, and I'm really happy to be here.
How did you get to discover Shakes and become a part of it?
My mom actually teaches dance at Urban Impact, and she knew Eric, so I think that's how.
And who's Eric?
Eric is our director.
I see. What a great connection. And one of the things I love about programs like this is it connects people from different schools and different neighborhoods. In fact, Chikwe, I forgot to ask you where you're from, where you were raised, what neighborhood?
Oh, I'm from Carnegie.
Thanks. I didn't mean to take that away from you, Skyla, but I'm always curious. And you're in Pine Richland.
Yeah.
And you're going into 11th?
I'm going into 11th, yes.
And any plans career-wise? Have you thought about it yet?
I do definitely want to. I love theater. I love what I'm doing right now. So I'm thinking maybe that's the direction I want to go into. But yeah. I'm not completely sure yet.
What else do you like to do?
I'm into photography. I like music and stuff like that.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs?
My mom. Like everyone else, she's listening.
Excellent. She'd better be.
And just the cast and crew, they're listening too. So
great. Well, the play opens August 6th and runs through August 9th at the New Hazlett Theater. It's Urban Impact Shakes production of Merchant of Venice. And we're going to say hello to Marla, the last cast member who's here. Marla's 20. Hi. And
I
she goes,
20.
She goes, are they? I like to call it Cal U. Some people call it Cup.
No, I call it Cal U.
Yeah, does anybody call it Cup?
No.
See, I hear that. I hear that from non-Cal U people, California University of Pennsylvania, but nobody calls Indiana a U.P. You know, it's it's California U. What's your course of study there?
I'm a theater major right now.
Oh, congrats! And what year are you heading into?
I'm heading into my junior year.
Oh, that's
pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Where did you grow up?
I'm from the Hill District, pretty close to Oakland.
Sure. Lower Hill or no? If you're close to Oakland, you're probably middle or upper.
Yeah, I would say upper.
Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Kappa.
That's terrific.
And I studied theater there, and it has just been my passion forever since I can remember.
When did you know this was something you wanted to do?
To be completely honest, probably since I was 6.
Really?
Yes. And I would always run around my neighborhood singing Annie, and the sun will come out tomorrow, and everyone would get so tired of me. But that's what I love to do. I love to perform. I love to make people smile and entertain them.
I think they're is a lot of truth to people when they think people who are really happy in what they do can go back to what they liked when they were like 4 to 7 years old. And often there's some significance to that, I think. Any shout outs to anybody?
Hi, Mom. I love you. I'll see you at home. That's about it.
Perfect. You could just put that microphone right down on the table or wherever's comfortable. And that's perfect. It'll stay there. It's off, too. I love it. She wanted to be sure that she didn't make a big clunk. You're hired. So you're going to hear a scene now. I think we have a working microphone in front of our pianist now. Any need to set up the scene?
Am I on?
Yes, yes, you are.
Yeah, so this is from Act 3, Scene 1. This is when Shylock, the Jew, discovers that his daughter has run off with Jessica. And so it's sort of a scene that sets up kind of the climax of the show, a lot of tension, a lot of conflict. And I'm sure you guys will be able to recognize a lot of the characters and what's going on. But of course, to really get the full picture, you got to come and see. So this is just a tantalizing taste for you.
Okay, and this is from the original work by Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, interpreted. Who is the author of the book for this interpretation of it?
Yeah, so the interesting thing is, I mean, this is straight Shakespeare. Eric Anderson is doing his own take on it. And he's the cool thing is this production is taking place in the Hamptons in Venice, where rich millennials are lounging by the rivers, falling in love with their enemies. So we kind of like we're modernizing this version of it.
Okay.
And so the whole music, it's all original. The take on it's original. The only fixed variable really is the words.
Excellent. Well, get ready to enjoy some live theater on the radio as we now present Urban Impact Shakes and a scene from The Merchant of Venice.
I never heard the Jew with passion so confused as this, so out of mind, outrange, outlandish, and delirious. No, it made me shudder to hear Shyatter. Daughter took my ducats, then she left without a word. She climbed out of the window with the Christian undertow. She was her daughter, they were her ducats. Oh, my daughter and my ducats, when it rains, it pours in buckets. Oh, my daughter and my ducats are gone. Oh, my daughter and my ducats made me rich and left me luckless. Oh, my daughter and my ducats are gone. Frenchman told me yesterday a tragedy ashore. He spoke of ships from Venice sinking to the ocean floor. He had me going, no way of knowing, but I secretly believe it be Antonio's own ship. So that be true, then by the Jew he's there at the hips. No, he has a debt to pay, a pound of flesh they say. Oh, my daughter and my ducats, when it rains it pours in buckets. Oh, my daughter and my ducats are gone. Oh, my daughter and my ducats made me rich and left me luckless. Oh, my daughter and my ducats are gone.
I never met a kinder man, a kinder man than he. Antonio urged Sadio, Bassanio to leave, saying, let not the bond of Shylock make you cringe. Run off to court, fair Portia, and unhinge your love. Be joyful and employ a cheerful mind. With that he wrung his hand and said goodbye. Fare thee well.
Urban Impact Shakes. You guys sounded wonderful. And the show is the 6th, 7th, and 8th. And 9th, right? So there's a Sunday matinee on the 9th, and then evening shows on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I actually, we linked to your website And would you like to, do you know the best place to get tickets?
Yeah, I mean, if you just go to www.uifpgh.org, you can call a number there. It's right on the main page. But you can also reach out to the New Hazlet as well.
Excellent. And we'll post links on the website so people can do just that. I really want to thank you. Did you have something else? Please, just step up to that mic.
Another link for the website to grab tickets is www.showclicks.com/event/Merchant of Venice. So there's that as well.
Right. And if you just Google Merchant of Venice Urban Impact Shakes, you'll find details. Y'all did great. Did anybody want to say something they maybe forgot to say, meant to say, or anything? Will you still talk to me when you're all famous?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks for being with us. And we'll post that link up on our Facebook page in a moment. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.